Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Tuesday, December 31, 2024.
Political turmoil in South Korea. South Korean authorities are seeking an arrest warrant for suspended President Yoon Suk-yeol after his shocking declaration of martial law. This unprecedented request comes from a special team investigating corruption among top officials, and Yoon faces serious charges of insurrection and abuse of power. His martial law declaration on December 3, 2024, led to armed troops storming the National Assembly, igniting a political crisis that lasted just 6 hours. On December 14, lawmakers voted overwhelmingly to impeach Yoon, highlighting a deep divide in the nation. Yoon defends his actions as necessary to counter threats from what he calls anti-state forces. The situation escalated further when the opposition also voted to impeach acting President Han Duck-soo, transferring power to Deputy Prime Minister Choi Sang-mok. Now, the Constitutional Court has up to 6 months to decide Yoon's fate, raising critical questions about the future of governance in South Korea.
Taiwan's new board game, 2045. A new board game called 2045 invites players to imagine a thrilling scenario of a Chinese invasion of Taiwan, set against rising military tensions. Launching in January 2025, this game challenges players to manage the complexities of war through colorful action cards and role-playing characters, including Taiwan's armed forces and Chinese sleeper agents. Mizo Games, a Taiwanese company, raised over 4 million Tongan Ponga, about $121,966, through crowdfunding to bring this project to life. As Taiwan's government ramps up preparations for potential conflicts, they recently conducted their first tabletop exercise to simulate military escalation. Players who tested 2045 found it enlightening, helping them grasp the possible outcomes of such an invasion. This board game not only entertains, but also raises awareness about Taiwan's defense strategies, reflecting the ongoing international conflicts and the importance of national security for Taiwanese citizens.
Starlink's new connectivity for Ukraine. On December 30, 2024, Kyivstar, Ukraine's top mobile operator, announced a partnership with Elon Musk's Starlink to introduce a groundbreaking technology that connects satellites directly to mobile phones. This innovation is essential for keeping communication alive in conflict zones, especially as Kyivstar aims to roll out these services by the end of 2025, starting with messaging and later adding voice and data options. As Ukraine continues to face challenges with telecommunications due to the ongoing conflict with Russia, Starlink has been vital in providing internet access since the war began. This partnership marks a significant advancement, enhancing safety and coordination for both civilians and military operations. Musk has been actively involved in discussions about Ukraine's communication needs, emphasizing the importance of reliable connections. With these services on the way, the potential impact on daily life and emergency responses in Ukraine is profound.
U.S. stock index futures decline amid high treasury yields. U.S. stock index futures fell on December 30, 2024, as low trading volumes and high treasury yields raised concerns about market performance during this typically strong year-end period. At 5:36 a.m. Eastern Time, Dow E-minis dropped 78 points, or 0.18%, while S&P 500 E-minis fell 12.75 points, a decrease of 0.21%. NASDAQ 100 E-minis also declined by 43.75 points, reflecting a 0.2% drop. The last five trading days of December often bring a boost known as the Santa Claus Rally, where the S&P 500 has averaged a gain of 1.3% since 1969. This year's rally has been driven by optimism over potential interest rate cuts and advancements in artificial intelligence. However, analysts warn that policies from President-elect Donald Trump could lead to inflation, pushing Treasury yields to their highest levels in months. Investors are now adjusting their expectations for interest rate cuts by the Federal Reserve, with the first anticipated in May 2025. As the New Year holiday approaches, trading activity is expected to remain quiet. In South Korea, an emergency safety inspection was ordered for airlines following the country's worst air disaster involving a Boeing aircraft, which caused Boeing's shares to drop by 4.5%.
Biden's military aid to Ukraine. U.S. President Joe Biden has announced a large military aid package of $2.5 billion for Ukraine, aimed at boosting its defense against the ongoing threat from Russia. This announcement comes as Biden's presidency is winding down and includes $1.25 billion from U.S. military stockpiles and another $1.22 billion through a program designed to support Ukraine's military needs. Since the conflict escalated after Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014, the U.S. has committed an astonishing $175 billion in aid. With winter approaching, this new support is vital, providing crucial supplies like air defense systems and artillery. Reports also reveal that North Korean troops are backing Russian forces, suffering significant losses. As Biden prepares to hand over power to President-elect Donald Trump on January 20, 2025, uncertainty hangs over the future of U.S. support for Ukraine, especially given Trump's previous skepticism about American involvement. This military aid package underscores the U.S. commitment to Ukraine during a time of heightened tension with Russia, raising important questions about the future of Ukraine's fight for sovereignty.
Brazil's central bank leadership change. Brazil is about to undergo a significant shift in its central bank leadership, with President Lula appointing Gabriel Galípolo as the new chief on December 30, 2024. This change follows months of tension and raises crucial questions for investors about the future of the country's monetary policy. Galípolo, known for his differing economic views from his predecessor Campos Neto, may steer Brazil in a new direction. As the nation faces rising public debt and high interest rates, this leadership transition could have a real impact on everyday Brazilians. The independence of the central bank is vital, especially with a law that mandates a 2-year wait before appointing a new chief. With projections showing Brazil's debt could hit 81.7% of its GDP by 2026, concerns about financial stability are growing. As Galípolo steps in, everyone will be watching to see how his policies will shape Brazil's economic future and whether the central bank can maintain its autonomy amid government influence.
Concerns over banking regulations in Switzerland. Sergio Ermotti, CEO of UBS Group AG, has voiced serious worries about potential overregulation in Switzerland's banking sector. As authorities get ready to introduce stricter rules following the Credit Suisse collapse, Ermotti warns that these measures could put Swiss banks at a disadvantage compared to rivals in cities like London, Hong Kong, and Singapore. He cautions against adopting overly strict regulations that may not be practical in the global market. A recent investigation revealed that Credit Suisse contributed to its own downfall, emphasizing the need for careful oversight. Ermotti reassured stakeholders that UBS has enough reserves to weather challenges, reducing the risk of taxpayer losses. The integration of Credit Suisse into UBS is progressing, although complex IT issues remain a significant hurdle. As these developments unfold, they could reshape the future of global finance, prompting industry leaders to closely monitor how regulatory changes impact competition and stability. What does this mean for the banking landscape and for you?
FDIC sets deadline for BlackRock's regulatory agreement. The U.S. Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, known as the FDIC, is demanding that BlackRock, a major global asset management firm, accept a regulatory agreement by January 10, 2025. This agreement will allow the FDIC to closely monitor BlackRock's investments in banks it oversees. It's part of a larger effort to ensure that big asset managers don't unduly influence banking decisions. Recently, the FDIC reached a similar agreement with Vanguard, another key player in asset management. Both firms are encouraged to adopt what are called passivity agreements, which limit their ability to sway the banks they invest in, promoting a more secure banking environment. Rohit Chopra, the director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, emphasized that if an asset manager claims to be passive, they should easily comply with the FDIC's rules. While BlackRock insists it already follows commitments with the Federal Reserve Board to remain a passive investor, the FDIC hasn't revealed what might happen if BlackRock misses the deadline. This situation highlights the ongoing scrutiny major asset managers face in the U.S.
A call for global action in 2025. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has issued a powerful call to action, urging the world to embrace 2025 as a year of new beginnings. He highlighted the urgent challenges we face, including wars, climate change, and social inequalities, which have caused immense hardship and displacement. Guterres pointed out that the last decade has seen the hottest years on record, with 2024 being no exception, signaling a climate crisis that demands our immediate attention. He urged nations to take bold steps to cut greenhouse gas emissions and shift towards renewable energy. Expressing hope in the tireless efforts of activists and humanitarian workers, Guterres emphasized the ongoing struggle for fairness in finance and climate, especially in developing countries. In September 2024, the UN adopted the Pact for the Future, a vital agreement aimed at promoting peace and reforming the global financial system. Guterres reaffirmed his commitment to supporting those working for a peaceful and equitable future. He concluded by stressing that together, we can make 2025 a fresh start, uniting as a global community to tackle the pressing issues we face.
Cheniere Energy launches new LNG production. Cheniere Energy has officially begun producing liquefied natural gas at its new Corpus Christi Stage 3 project, which started on December 30, 2024. This facility in Texas marks a significant milestone as the second new U.S. export plant aimed at increasing LNG supplies this year. As the world's largest LNG exporter, the U.S. is poised to maintain its leadership through 2025, thanks to Cheniere and Venture Global LNG's Plaquemines plant in Louisiana. The Corpus Christi Stage 3 project has the capacity to produce 10 million tons of LNG annually, with its first train generating 1.5 million tons each year. By late November 2024, the project was nearly 76% complete, with full operations expected by March 30, 2025. This expansion is vital for meeting the growing global demand for LNG, promising job creation and economic growth while enhancing U.S. energy security. However, we must also consider the environmental impact of increased LNG production. Overall, Cheniere Energy's new facility is a groundbreaking step forward in the U.S. LNG export capacity, reinforcing the country's role as a leader in the global energy market.
Coming political events in the United States. Exciting political events are on the horizon for the United States as January 2024 approaches. The 119th United States Congress will gather on January 3rd, with new members taking their oaths. The Republican Party holds a slim lead in both the House of Representatives and the Senate. On January 6th, Congress will reconvene to confirm the election results for Donald Trump, who is set to return to office, marking 4 years since the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. From January 7th to January 9th, the nation will pay tribute to former President Jimmy Carter, who passed away at 100 with his coffin lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda. Then, on January 20th, Donald Trump will be sworn in as the 47th president, becoming only the second president in U.S. history to be re-elected after leaving office. On his first day, he is expected to announce key decisions on immigration and energy policies. These events are crucial for shaping the political landscape and will have lasting effects on both major parties and the American public.
Ackman predicts privatization of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Billionaire investor Bill Ackman believes that President-elect Donald Trump will aim to privatize Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, two key players in the U.S. housing finance system. These companies are essential as they buy home loans and convert them into mortgage-backed securities. Ackman suggests they could emerge from government control within 2 years, a situation that started after the 2008 housing crisis. Following his announcement, shares of Fannie Mae jumped significantly, while Freddie Mac shares also saw a notable rise, indicating strong investor optimism. If privatization happens, we could see public listings around 2026, which might reshape mortgage rates and loan availability for homebuyers. Understanding these changes is crucial. What could this mean for you as a potential homebuyer?
Syria's upcoming national conference. A national gathering is scheduled for January 4th and 5th, 2025, in Damascus, Syria, to discuss the country's future following the recent collapse of the Assad government. This meeting is a pivotal moment, bringing together around 1,200 Syrians from diverse backgrounds, both within the country and abroad. Each province will send representatives, ensuring a rich mix of voices. The conference will focus on forming a committee to draft a new constitution and propose a fresh government within a month. Key social groups, including youth and women's organizations, will play a vital role, highlighting the importance of participation in rebuilding the nation. As Syria continues to face chaos since the civil war began in 2011, this conference represents a beacon of hope for new governance and stability. Ahmed al-Shara, a prominent leader in the interim administration, is leading these efforts, which could reshape the future of Syria and its people. What does this mean for the aspirations of the Syrian people?
NVIDIA's $700 million acquisition of Run AI. NVIDIA Corporation, a top chipmaker in the U.S., has finalized its $700 million purchase of Run AI, an AI company based in Israel. This deal faced significant scrutiny, but was approved by the European Commission in December 2024, following concerns about market competition. With an impressive 80% share in the AI graphics processor market, NVIDIA raised alarms about possible anti-competitive behavior. However, the Commission concluded that the acquisition wouldn't harm competition. The U.S. Department of Justice is also investigating the deal, reflecting a growing trend of scrutiny on tech mergers. Run AI specializes in optimizing AI infrastructure and plans to make its software open source, increasing accessibility across the AI landscape. This acquisition is expected to enhance NVIDIA's capabilities in AI technology, further establishing its role as a major player in the industry.
Pressure mounts on ADM's CEO amid investigation. Archer Daniels Midland Company, or ADM, is facing growing criticism as shareholder Hartwig Fuchs demands CEO Juan Luciano's resignation. This call comes after concerns over Luciano's failure to communicate effectively with investors about serious internal accounting issues that have led to a criminal investigation. Fuchs expressed his frustrations on LinkedIn, calling ADM the worst-performing stock in his portfolio this year, and criticizing Luciano for not clarifying the ongoing scandal. With a nearly 30% drop in stock price over the past year and necessary amendments to financial reports, ADM has also lowered its profit outlook for 2024 due to policy uncertainty and slow demand. Federal prosecutors are now expanding their inquiries into potential securities fraud. As this situation unfolds, ADM faces additional challenges from low crop prices and looming tariff battles between the United States and China, which could disrupt global trade as early as January 2025. The outcome of this investigation and the shareholders' demands could significantly shape ADM's future and the agricultural sector.
U.S. government takes action against Dave Inc. The U.S. Justice Department has taken legal action against the financial technology company Dave Incorporated and its CEO Jason Wilk over allegations of misleading consumers. The complaint claims that Dave Incorporated advertised cash advances of up to $500 that many users never received. Alongside the Federal Trade Commission, the Justice Department is seeking compensation for affected consumers and fines for the company. The accusations include deceptive advertising, hidden fees, and ongoing charges without clear cancellation options. In response, Dave Incorporated insists that many of these claims are incorrect and vows to defend itself strongly. This complaint follows an earlier one from the FTC, which initially targeted only Dave Incorporated. The rise of fintech companies like Dave has drawn increased scrutiny from regulators, raising important questions about consumer protection in the financial services industry. As this case unfolds, it could lead to stricter regulations aimed at safeguarding consumers.
Chinese hackers breach U.S. Treasury Department. Chinese state-sponsored hackers have executed a bold cyber heist, breaching the United States Department of the Treasury and stealing unclassified documents. This significant cybersecurity incident occurred in early December 2024, when the Treasury confirmed that a third-party vendor was compromised. The hackers gained access to a crucial security key, allowing them to bypass defenses and access sensitive information. On December 8th, the Treasury was alerted by BeyondTrust, a cybersecurity provider, and quickly joined forces with the United States Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, known as CISA, and the FBI to assess the damage. A Treasury spokesperson stated there's no evidence that the hackers still have access to their systems. This alarming incident has raised serious concerns in Washington, with a letter to the Senate Banking Committee directly blaming China for the attack. It's part of a troubling trend of cyber attacks linked to Chinese state-sponsored actors, known as advanced persistent threats. As tensions escalate between the U.S. and China, the urgency for robust cybersecurity measures has never been clearer.
Samsung's bold move in robotics. Samsung Electronics has taken a bold step by acquiring a major stake in Rainbow Robotics, becoming its largest shareholder. This investment is worth about 267 billion won, or roughly $181 million. With this acquisition, Samsung aims to solidify its position in the rapidly growing robotics industry. Rainbow Robotics is known for its cutting-edge humanoid robots and automation solutions, and this funding will boost Samsung's innovation capabilities. The company also plans to establish a new robotics division that will report directly to the CEO, focusing on advancing technology across various applications. Before this deal, Samsung owned a 14.71% share in Rainbow Robotics, which amounted to about 2.85 million shares. This strategic investment highlights Samsung's commitment to expanding its portfolio and exploring new opportunities in the tech sector. What does this mean for the future of robotics?
Economic challenges in Argentina under President Javier Milei. Argentina is facing a turbulent economic landscape under President Javier Milei, who has introduced sweeping reforms since taking office in January 2024. His aggressive fiscal policy aims to cut government spending by 30%, leading to a fiscal surplus in his first month, a remarkable feat for the nation. However, these austerity measures have also caused poverty rates to skyrocket to 53%, impacting over 6 million people. Many families are struggling as public salaries are slashed and costs of living rise. Despite these hardships, there are signs of recovery, with consumer spending and manufacturing showing positive trends. The World Bank even predicts a 5% economic growth in 2025, hinting that Milei's reforms might eventually bear fruit. Internationally, figures like Donald Trump have praised Milei's approach, but the future of Argentina's economy remains uncertain as the government navigates these complex changes.
2024 Global Elections Overview. In 2024, elections took place in over 70 countries, impacting around 4 billion people, about half of the world's population. Notably, 27 European Union countries held parliamentary elections. The largest voter turnout came from India, where over 600 million people cast their votes, followed by the United States with 345 million. While the global average turnout was 61%, some nations struggled, like Tunisia, at just 28.8%. In contrast, Rwanda achieved an impressive 98.2% turnout, re-electing President Paul Kagame. In India, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party won 240 seats, but fell short of a majority, leading to a coalition government. Meanwhile, Donald Trump emerged victorious in a highly polarized U.S. election, receiving nearly 78 million votes. These elections are set to reshape political landscapes and influence international relations for years to come. That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.